We are chatting to Denise Lawrence, the owner of a Family Treasures blog, a blog focused on ways to make life simpler, easier and more meaningful for all family members, with a special focus on mums. Denise also has a three-year diploma in business management, multiple certificates in web design and online strategy, and is currently completing her bachelor's in applied technology. Denise, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
It's good to have you with us. Now, daily living has pushed the role of dads to a whole new level. While society may be changing, many still feel that the world that they grew up in has defined the roles fathers play. Now, a generation ago, most people would say that the role of dads was to be the breadwinner and also the disciplinarian. And this has shaped society in the way that has distinguished their roles fathers play. And do you feel that it's still that way in today's time?
I think it has definitely shaped the role fathers play in a positive and a negative way. I think that fathers still see themselves as breadwinners and the disciplinarian. And that can have a negative or positive side to it. So if they aren't able to provide or if their wives have to work, they can feel inadequate as fathers. And that can lead them to becoming depressed or maybe aggressive with their children, and they shouldn't feel that way. Also, they not necessarily because they feel they have to be the disciplinarian. They don't feel that they can be loving or close with their children, and that's kind of the negative, the sad side. But on the positive side, we see ourselves as a very traditional family. Like, my main focus is with my daughter, and the home and looking after the home. And my husband sees himself as the breadwinner. And, so we have those equal but opposite roles, but we complement each other. And that doesn't mean that we can't cross over that line. That doesn't mean that we can't help each other. And I think that is how it is different for the modern father. The modern father is more involved in the family. And so, yes, we can have those different but equal roles, but there isn't, it's when you have that hard line, that's when the negative side comes in.
We mentioned that, you know, we live in a time where sometimes both parents have to work. Has this affected the roles fathers play in the child's life in a positive way, and how so?
I think yes and no. From on the one side, we can see that, you know, if the wife has to go to work, it does take off some financial pressure, and it does give the father the opportunity to spend time with the kids and build that relationship with the kids while the mom's at work, if they are at work at different times. But I think it also brings some stress. When both parents are working, they both come home, they're exhausted, they're just really tired. And so usually the mother will be home and she'll take that some of that stress off the father. So I think there's positive and negatives to it.
Yeah, so fathers do play an important role. And, you know, we've seen that in one of your recent blogs you highlighted that students were asked to write an essay to motivate fathers to attend the PTA. From that there, you know, what are your thoughts on that, you know, and what can we learn from there?
Well, I think what's most important from that story, if you read it in my blog, is that the relationship between the father and child is so important. And it affects their future selves, it affects the way they think, it affects the way they interact with other people. And so while being a provider and being a breadwinner is very, very important, it's also important to have a relationship with your child. In fact, there's a quote by David O. McKay who said, "No other success can compensate for failure in the home." And actually the extended quote of that says, "When one puts business and pleasure above his home, he that starts the when one puts business and pleasure above his home, when the club becomes more attractive to any man than his home, it is time for him to confess in bitter shame that he has failed to measure up to the supreme opportunity of his life and flunked the final test of true manhood. No other success can compensate for failure in the home. The poorest shack in which love prevails over a united family is of greater value to God and future humanity than any other riches. In such a home, God can work miracles and will work miracles. I think that just sums up everything I feel
about
this story.
Hey, Tanis, one more question here for you. Maybe, you know, while money and food are important, but children look at life lessons as time well spent. What is the one lesson you hope that your children learn from your husband?
Well, my husband's a very patient man. I hope they learn to be patient like he is. And he is also very kind to everyone. It doesn't matter what kind of walk of life you come from, what you look like. He won't judge you. He won't judge your intentions. He just always thinks the best of you from the get-go. And I hope he leaves that with our child or children. And lastly and most importantly, his faith. It's the most important thing that they know that's the most important thing in his life, and that guides every decision that he makes for our family.
Okay. Denise, thanks for the information. All of the best, and thanks for the info you shared with us, ma'am.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks. Bye-bye.